Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from GAP HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. This week's HR frequently asked question is, one of my employees has not returned his contract signed. What should I do? This is actually not as serious as you may think. There is a concept in employment law of custom and practice, which overrides anything written. If you have changed someone's terms and conditions of employment and they've not signed it, but they've also not protested in writing that they are not going to accept it, then under custom and practice, after several months of working to the terms of their contract and taking the salary, they are deemed to have accepted the contract and any changes. They can't turn around a year later and say that they're not going to accept it, because by then it's too late. This can also work the other way round, of course. If you have something written in your contract, for example, 30 minutes lunch break, and the custom and practice, i.e. what they do every day, is actually taking 45 minutes, then if you try to enforce the 30 minutes, it will be seen as a change to their terms and conditions. The only thing you can then do is negotiate or consult with your staff for them to have a shorter lunch break in return for something else, for example, an extra day's annual leave. Make sure that your contracts reflect the reality of working in your company rather than the theory. This is something that I find with a lot of my clients, that they have one thing written down, but they do another thing in practice, and we have to reconcile the two. If you do change the contract and the employee is not in agreement, then they must make it clear that they're working under protest and that they don't accept what's being imposed on them. And they need to do that in writing. Moaning or verbally will not count. The result is that they remain in employment but can still sue you because, effectively, you're in breach of contract. The employee can't work under protest forever. How long they can do so varies depending on the circumstances of each case. If an employee refuses to sign despite your best attempts, then you can either allow them to continue on their present terms and conditions or dismiss them and re-engage on new terms. If you have consulted fully, then this is unlikely to be considered unfair dismissal. Ideally, however, the contract should be signed for peace of mind, and this is what we do. We sit down with your employees, go through the contract and explain it to them, deal with any objections and get them to sign it. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk.